Blog Talk Radio.
I believe I got a few folks out here can agree with her. I know I've been changed. We want to remember her family this week. We lost a sister. She said she went on and be with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you how I know that. Matter of fact, I think I get that brother Smokey Noah to tell us how it happened.
Somebody say it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed their wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It weeded washed their wine. Come on, say it again. Oh, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus is gone away, yeah. But don't worry, he's coming back again. Jesus is gone away. He's coming back again. Jesus is gone away. Don't worry, he's coming back. Yeah. Come on, say it again. Jesus is gone away, yeah. He's coming back again. I can't wait to see him. He's coming back again. He's gone away, but he's coming back again. Hey, how many of you have said this? Listen, watch it. I said, there is power. Yeah. Where is it? In the blood. I want to sing it. Oh, you don't sound like you submit to it. There is
power. I gave
you the peace and
love right now.
Oh, power. Yes, it is.
You'll see this wonder-working power in the blood. Go ahead on and feed it over your family, over your children. The wonder-working blood.
It's the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and say it. Power. Wonder-working. Yeah. And somebody who's bleeding the blood over your life, you know this is the end. There is healing. Yes, it's in the blood. You can find it in the blood of Jesus. That's easy. Yeah. It's in the blood. And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is joy. Yeah. And it's in the blood.
Thank you.
nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah.
I know folks want to tell you they laid their hands on you, and people want to tell you they prayed, but I want to tell you at the end of the day, it was nothing but the blood of Christ. That welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. I thank God for each and every one of you all for tuning in. That first selection was by LaShawn Pace. We lost her this week, so we dedicate that to her and Evangelist Ursula. And that last one we dedicated to Evangelist Ursula. We're going to ask her if she will give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get into the review. This week we talked about pretty much about developing patience. We talked about developing patience, the God kind of patience. And so we're going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you and praise you this morning. We give you the first fruits of our day, God. We honor you. We magnify you in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us so much that you are so mindful of us. We thank you for hearing, receiving, and answering our prayers this morning, God. We thank you for the power of the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the blood. Hallelujah. You conquered sin, death, disease in the name of Jesus. Power is in our tongue. Your word says life and death is in our mouth, God. Help us to speak life over one another, God. We shall live and not die according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We position and prepare ourselves to receive every promise that's in your word, God. We receive every promise. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail. Hallelujah.
Praise
we thank you for blessing us going out and coming in. In Jesus' name, bless everyone that's an extension of our parents' growings and wounds. In the name of Jesus, break generational curses. Hallelujah. Break generational sin in the name of Jesus. Let our children and grandchildren not do the sin that we experience, God, but give them a new experience with you, Lord God. We pray that every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We plead the blood over every thought, idea, and decision, God. Blood wash our hearts, circumcise, God. Cut away
pray.
Clean us up in the name of Jesus, God. We partake in your holiness and your righteousness. Hide our sin. Hide our bodies, God. Hide us behind the cross in the name of Jesus. We call on holiness. Hallelujah. We call on righteousness. We call on all that Jesus is. We want to mimic you, God. Hallelujah. We want to be everything that you are. Hallelujah. When you left, you left us a helper. Holy Ghost, rise up in us and sit us down. Not my will, but your perfect will be done, God, in my mind, in my life, in my behaviors, in my conduct, in the name of Jesus. Just you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just you. New dimensions with you, God, in the name of Jesus. New experiences. Supernatural. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural experiences with your Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We calling on your kingdom to come down and rise up, God. When praise and worship go up, blessings come down. Bless your people. Hallelujah. Reign your favor. Sit on us, God. Hover over us, God. In the name of Jesus. Stay with us. I don't want to visit, God, but I want you to just hover over us, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Let somebody be blessed with a seed from this broadcast. And Father, after they've been blessed with a word, water it for them, God. Touch the homeless, the sick, the shut in, the elders, the babies, God. The hopeless, the homeless, in the name of Jesus. The mental health, God. Send a helper and a seed for the mental health, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind sickness, death, and disease. We rebuke and bind cancer, HIV, coronavirus, all pestilence and famine in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it back to the pit of hell, and we release, hallelujah.
We rebuke it in the
favor of the Lord for your people. Sound mind and perfect health in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you. We knock and seeking and searching for more of you, God. Hallelujah. Do your will. Your perfect will be done. Your will, your purpose, God. We were born to praise you, God. Oh, God, now bring us all to our knees and worship, honor, and glory for your glory, God. Ain't about us. It's all about you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before the throne of grace, humbled on our face before you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that awesome prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I got to catch my breath for a moment here. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. We're going to ask Evangelist Renee, if she get ready to give us a sandwich. With all of that spirit that there in that prayer, I know Evangelist Renee got us a sandwich. So let us have a spiritual sandwich this morning so we can go ahead and get started with this review.
Morning, good morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
On our first piece of bread, we're going to put 1 Peter 3:12 out of New Living Translation. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil.
Amen.
The next piece of bread will be Jeremiah 29:13. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me.
Amen.
Sandwich, we're going to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. And I will trust in the Lord and lean not into my own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He will provide our needs. Oh, God is good all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Our review this week is about developing the God kind of patience. Now, you can have man patient or you can have God's patience. So we've been talking about developing the God kind of patience. So what has the Bible to say concerning patience? Well, we're going to examine a few scriptures here. The first scripture is going to be, that jumps out at me, really, is that we went over, was Jeremiah 7:7-8. Jeremiah 17:7-8. That Jeremiah 17:7-8. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'll be so kind to read out the King James, and ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to read it out of the Messenger Bible. At this time, Evangelist Ursula.
Amen. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for the lectures, and thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that powerful prayer, and Evangelist Renee, the delicious sandwich. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
9:17, verses 7 and 8 from the Message Bible. But blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God. They're like trees replanted in Eden, putting down roots near the rivers, never a worry through the hottest of summer, never dropping a leaf, serene and calm through drought, bearing fresh fruit every season. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So the scripture here showed that there was two kinds of people. Contrast here to those who trust in human beings and those that trust in the Lord. Now you got to think about this. What are you really trusting in? Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you trusting in people? So the people of Judah was trusting in false gods. It's a beautiful story. They was trusting in false gods and their military alliance. Instead of trusting in God, they was trusting in what their eyes could see, their own ability. Listen, brothers and sisters, the word trust, when you really think about it, it's like what you're depending on. So, something that you are holding on for dear life. Reliance of your future. It's sort of like that's what you're, as far as you're concerned, either swim or sink. And you have relying yourself with the word of God in such a way that you're depending on him. No reason, Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. We're at a time that we have to depend on God. We have to trust him. Well, how do you do that? You trust God by trusting his word. That's why he says, lean not to your own understanding. You're depending on the word of God. As far as you're concerned, whatever the word of God says is what you are. You're not what people say. If she said in her prayer, God have decreed and declared that we are the head and not the tail. Listen, brothers and sisters, you got to know what the word of God say about you. So when I see this word trust, it's like you've been given a duty or responsibility. So who are you going to let be responsible for your salvation? Man? A system? Listen, brother and sister, Christ has to be responsible for you getting from here to eternity. I better say that because I don't want to miss it. See, you don't want to have a misplaced trust.
Amen.
A misplaced trust, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, and in hell you'll lift up your eye. So when the Bible says for us to trust in God, and in this story, and we're going to move on, but in this story, I don't care what's going on. When everybody else crops have become dead, for a better way of saying it, yours is going to begin to flourish. When everybody else is brown, yours is going to be green.
Hallelujah.
See, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I think that's what Psalms say. We're going to read that. Let's look at Psalms, if you will. Psalms 1. We're going to take a look at that. And see what it has to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Read the first three verses, please. Thank you.
Psalm 1.
But now that I think about it, I apologize. The Spirit just told me to read the first 5 verses.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, and the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. From the message. How well God must like you. You don't hang out at sin saloon. You don't sleep dead end road. You don't go to smart mind college. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You on scripture day and night. You're a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in bloom. You're not all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust without defense in court, an unfit company for innocent people. Amen.
See, the blessed person is that person that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't walk in that mess. You ain't got time for it. Nor do you stand in the way of sinners. And nor do you sit in the seat of scornful. Listen, brothers, let folks know. There's times that you can't be part of the sinner world, or you can't be part of a council of ungodly people. But rather, he says, let your delight be in God, in the laws of God, or in the word of God.
Yeah.
And meditate, he said, day and night, 2 times that you need to be meditating, that day and night.
Yeah.
See, when you trust in God, you begin to delight. You get comfort in his word. You go to his word for comfort. Your satisfaction. How about that? When you delight, it means your source of satisfaction. That's what delight really means. It means that, you know, hey, you delight in God's stuff, in his righteousness, in his holiness. You ain't about a bunch of whole lot of junk. That ain't who you are. Now, you get relief when you go in God's word. That's
Amen.
What it's about, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You escape the situations because you delight in God's word. The word of God become your pastime.
All right. Okay.
See, when you start delighting in God's word, that gives you pleasure.
Yeah.
I get pleasure in praising God. I get pleasure in his word. All that other stuff don't mean nothing to me.
Hallelujah.
That's why he says, he that trusts in his riches, like the things of the world, he said, you're going to fall. But the righteous shall flourish as a branch. That's what Jeremiah was pretty much talking about. That's how God, how you're going to do when you're in God. You're going to continue to flourish. And it ain't about numbers either. About numbers. It ain't about people. They don't have a hell or a heaven to put you in. Your trust is in God. I don't even trust the doctor. Matter of fact, I tell God before I go to the doctor, Lord God, guide his hands. Lord, make sure that that doctor diagnosed the right case. Lord, make sure that the nurses administer the right medicine. I don't care the name of the hospital. I don't care how great they are. I don't care how many universities they have attended to get a doctorate degree. No, my trust is in God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's
no trust in no doctor. So whatever he doing, he may not know. But the Bible says he that trusts in his own heart is a fool.
Yeah.
But whoever walks wisely shall be delivered. You want to be delivered? Learn to put your trust in the word of God. That's
Amen.
How that works, brother and sister. Your trust is in God's word. You're standing on it. Come hell or high water, Lord, I'm standing on this thing here. That's
Amen.
How this works, brother and sister. Don't make me tell you about Habakkuk. Don't make me go to the book of Jeremiah on you. Let me tell you what Daniel did. They put, well, matter of fact, I tell you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is the third chapter of the book of Daniel, if anybody wants to see it. But they throw them in a fiery furnace and turned it up 7 times. See, you'll get in some situation where the enemy going to keep turning it up, turning it up, turning it up. You're not exempt from that. You're not exempt from the enemy turning up the fire on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you how it is, man. But you remember who you're trusting in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, even though you made this decree, I'm gonna trust in God. Because the God that we serve is able to deliver us, and if not, be it known unto you, O King, that we still not gonna bow down and worship your God.
What
saying?
See,
that's
Amen.
What they were doing in Jeremiah. They was worshiping idol gods. Man, let me tell you what. When you make the decision that you're going to follow God no matter what, they can turn up the furnace. It doesn't matter how many times. Your decision has already been made that you're staying with God. And the way you stay with God is stay in his word. If nobody else, you're going to serve him. If nobody else, you're going to read his word. If nobody else, you're going to praise him.
Amen.
That's what I do. I'm sure that's what you do as well. Because he's able to deliver you. And if he doesn't, it's still cool. I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
See, because a double-minded man receives nothing of the Lord. You got to get single-minded with singleness of purpose. And my single-mindedness is in the word of God. My single purpose is to please the Father. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what God tells us to do. You want to please him? Use faith. That's how you develop this patience, by just waiting on him. Waiting on him. You're developing your patience. And because you know what he brought you through before, I think some of y'all got some experience out here. It was God that brought you. And
Amen.
Not we ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, anybody have any comment on anything so far before we move forward on the review? Okay. Psalms 38:7. Psalms 38 and 7 was another scripture we touched on this week. Psalms 38 and verse 7.
Amen. For my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan besides the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my signing is not hidden from you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Was you said 38:7?
That was good.
Amen.
We need to hear that. That's awesome. Yeah, 38:7.
Okay. That was it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. And now I'm flat on my face, sorry for myself, morning to night. All my insides are on fire. My body is rest. I'm on my last leg. I've had it. My life is a vomit of groans. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to couple that with the 23rd Psalms, and we're going to couple this with the 23rd Psalm, and you'll see. Because, see, sometimes you put yourself in the situation. Only God can deliver you, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, it takes God. In Psalms 23.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house forever and ever, in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Send a message. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have this down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from, true to your word. And you let me catch my breath and me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusting shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head, my cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen, amen.
And amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. This does describe David's experience. This described the Lord as his shepherd. He wrote out of his own experience. I can give y'all a lot of scriptures. He wrote out of his own experience how he cared for sheep. And he watched that. He watched his life being coupled, if you will, just like a sheep. And he had been down and he had no way out. And he realized that the shepherd is the one that leads you. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. See, I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, Hebrews 13 and 20, and also 1 Peter 5, 7, talk about Christ being our chief shepherd. He's like lords of lords. He's king of kings. He's shepherds of shepherds. So when you let the Lord be your shepherd, it has to become personal. See, you're going to stay with Christ no matter what, because he's your shepherd. So get out this stuff about, well, I should have did this and I should have. No, you shouldn't. You did just what you were supposed to do.
Amen.
You did just what you were supposed to do. You're right where you're supposed to be. Because God is your shepherd. You ain't running nothing.
Amen.
Either Christ going to be your shepherd or you're going to lean to your own understanding. So learn to be thankful. 2 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. Thank God. Whatever you're going through, because you got a good shepherd. You got a chief shepherd, and he's leading you.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, he may lead you through the, I think David said, though I walk through the valleys and shadows of death. I mean, it was all kind of stuff around him. He was going through it. Your valors and shadows may be different that of David. But you know what? Yeah. He didn't fear no evil because he knew who was with him. He knew that his rod and his staff comfort him. See, that rod and that staff represent the word of God and the Holy Spirit. He going to keep you in line. That's what that rod does. You know, it got a hook on it. That rod has a hook on it. So when the sheep would kind of go to the right or to the left, that rod, which is the word of God, boom, put you back in line.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
be thanking him for it. Just thank him. Don't worry about what it should have been, how it could have been, all that. Lord, thank you. Thank you. That's all. That's telling God you believing in him. That's telling God you're trusting in him. You know, I used to always complain, well, Lord, I should wish I had went to this school. I wish I had did this. I wish I God said, quit it. Just be thankful. And in everything, give thanks. This brother says, I ain't sorry for nothing I did in my life.
Hallelujah.
And I know everybody ain't got there, and you ain't matured enough. I'm going to tell you, I ain't got to the place. I don't want to change anything. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for
Thank
you for my valleys. Because, see, without the valleys, I never appreciate being on top. Without being on top, I never know what it is to be in the valley. I think Paul put it this way.
Hallelujah.
I've learned that whatever state I'm in, to be content. Learn to be content. God leading you. He's directing this thing.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, I got this. No, God got you. Matter of fact, he says he's going to prepare a table right before you now in the presence of your enemy. So don't worry about no enemies. Don't worry about them. Everybody need them. But guess what? God will use those enemies. Y'all ain't hearing me. But God will use the enemies to bring bread to you. God will use the enemy. The very thing Satan thought was going to destroy you, going to bless you.
Say that.
The very thing that caused death to us brought life. They thought they were doing the big thing by crucifying Christ. They played right into God's hand. I want you to crucify. And the Bible says if the devil had knew what he was doing, he'd never crucified the Son of God. He says he knew that. He never did that. Because, see, he knows that's where salvation came. But he didn't know that. The devil is ignorant, people. Even though he's smart, yet ignorant. Believe that. Believe what the Word of God says. That's why when you depend on God, you don't care nothing about that other tree, if it's good and evil. You're depending on God to get you through this thing.
Yes. Amen.
Because he's going to anoint you with his oil. And believe me, your cups are going to be running over. And I like the fact that he says, surely goodness and mercy. Listen, brothers and sisters, he's going to overtake you. When you're following God, goodness is going to overtake you. You ain't got to worry. Stop worrying about your haters. Let them go. They didn't mean you no good anyway.
Thank you.
And I don't care if they've been in your life 20 years. I don't care if they've been in that 20 minutes. If God done cut the biblical cord, let it stay cut.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God got something better for you. But he can't give it to you because you're busy trying to hold on to that raggedy car, and he want to give you a new car.
Come on,
you hate to say it. Oh, this car been so good. It took me from California to Chicago, from Chicago to New York. Let me try to find him. God said, get rid of it. I got something new.
All right. See,
I'm telling you, you can't put nothing else in the glass without running it over because it's already full.
Yeah.
Get the sucker out and get it new. Put some new in it. God get ready to do a new thing with you. He's the one preparing it for you. All you got to do is follow his lead and in everything give thanks. Just thank him.
Yeah.
Lord, I ain't trying to understand it, but thank you. See, in order to develop this, brothers and sisters, Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, we're going to read that. In the book of Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, we're going to read a couple more scriptures, and I'm going to open it up. And anybody have anything to say about anything? Excuse my voice. I got out there in that parlor this morning. I thought I was doing something wise, but I guess I should have. But praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because I was, the Spirit had me this morning, man. If I stayed the course, I felt like I went on to heaven. I know some of y'all have done that before. Got into a high praise with the Lord. But in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the 8th verse, how that reads.
The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, no one can control the wind or lock it in a box. No one has any say so regarding the day of death. No one can stop a battle in its track. No one who does evil can be saved by evil. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He said, let that fool be like a fool. Let it go ahead on and think it's going to get over. It's not. He said,
Amen.
Even though you've been oppressed by the wicked man, he called him a madman. He said he's going to destroy his own self. That's what the scripture said. So in Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, it says, better is the end of the thing than the beginning. You know why? Because at the end you got direction. But you can't see that without being patient. Patience gonna always produce the goods.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's patience. You don't put that seed down, you gotta wait on it. I'm sorry. It don't come up instant. It ain't like Burger King. You can have it your way. It ain't like that. It ain't that instant stuff.
All right. Say that.
See, with the instant coffee, all you gotta do is put it in there and pour some hot water. But when you perk in that stuff, you got to just wait patiently till it get through dripping. Drip, and it tastes far better. So better is the end of the thing than the beginning, because at the end you got direction. The Bible says, and the patient in spirit is the better than being proud in spirit. A lot of people proud, but let me go ahead and, no, just wait. Pump the brakes. Wait on the Lord. I said, wait on the Lord. I dare you to wait in anger and watch he deliver you. I mean, while you thinking you're going through something, God's going to appeal all of that. You just wait in bitterness and watch he make it better. You just wait in a crisis and watch he conclude the matter. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And those that are in it, don't worry. God's giving you eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be patient. Be not hasty in spirit. Don't be angry because they angry. No, you start praising God. I dare you to praise him in the midst of us when things are bad. But the scripture said rejoice in tribulation.
Yeah.
I used to ask God, Lord, why I need to rejoice? He said, because you got me.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
You can rejoice in tribulation. You can rejoice in the midst of trial. That's what David said. Man, I'm walking through the valley of shadows of death. I have nothing to worry about. God will shut the lion's mouth.
Yeah.
God will stop the sun for you. God will make the furnace become cool while everybody else is burning up. Remember the man stuck his head in the furnace to see what them boys still in there, and he got burned up. But Jesus walking around there fanning them boys. You good. You good. See? But be patient. I'm going to do one more scripture. And let's do Proverbs 14 and 29. Because you got to pop the brakes, brothers and sisters. You got to. You got to be patient. Wait on God. It's going to come to fruition. It's coming. It's coming to fruition. But you got to wait on him. Because he's making it better for you. In Proverbs 14 and 29.
Amen. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. The Bible's slowness to anger makes for deep understanding. A quick-tempered person stockpiles stupidity. Amen.
Amen. So sometimes, brothers, we got to just chill out. I think that's what the young people say. Just chill out. Don't worry, pop a break. It's okay. Don't be so quick. God got you.
Thank you, Lord.
Slow it down. And you're going to get some understanding. You're going to get some knowledge. You're going to get some wisdom. You're going to have a sound mind. Your eyes will become clear. You know why? Because you love to trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. You observe that it's better to trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says when you win and love, now I read that somewhere where how much better it is to trust in God than your own self. You know, sometimes you can be your worst enemy. The Bible told you to slow down. Now I got it. No, just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be error in this evil. But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise is good. So here's what's going to happen. Because you believe in God's goodness, and you're going to stay to the plan, you're going to stay in his way, at the end of the day, God got you. Yeah, you don't have no worries.
Thank you.
But you got to be patient and wait on him. Okay. We kind of, this hour review, not just mine, but there were some scriptures that we went over this week. Anybody have any comments on any of them or anything as far as that goes? Any scriptures that you might want to share, or God giving you something on it this week, or you want to read? That's just some of them. That's not all of them. I got a whole bunch of them that we went over this week, but it's kind of like impossible for us to go over every one of them in an hour, where it took us at least 8 hours to do them. So anybody have any comments on anything, any scriptures?
I wanted to read 37:3. Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as noonday. Noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. And that was Psalms 23. Was that Psalms 23?
That was 37:3. Psalms 37:3, yes.
Okay. So from the Message Bible, it reads, get insurance with God and do a good thing. Settle down and stick to your land. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise God.
I like the way that reads. I like the way that reads.
I'll read
Amen.
That again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Get insurance with God and do a good deed. settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Amen, amen.
Oh, man.
That's what trusting is.
What's that,
Pastor? Go ahead.
Amen. Well, I just want to go back to Psalm 22 and read out of God's Word. I probably should have read that out of God's Word also. Psalm 37:3 of God, and I'll go back to Psalm. Says, trust the Lord and do good things. Live in the land and practice being fruitful. Amen. And so Psalms 23 from words, the Lord my shepherd, I am never in need. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside peaceful waters. He renews my soul. He guides me along the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the dark valley of death, because you are with me, I fear no harm. Your rod and your staff give me courage. You prepare a banquet for me while my enemies watch. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Certainly, goodness and mercy will stay close to me all the days of my life, and I will remain in the Lord's house for days without end. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Well, y'all keep jumping off this thing, and I'm telling you, man, Psalm 37 has a whole lot of stuff. I mean, it just, and I know, you know, Sister Red and everything, but when he said, fret not thyself, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them.
Amen.
Don't worry about the evildoers.
Yeah.
And don't be envy of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Amen.
They work in iniquity. They work of iniquity. They trying to take what's holy and make it, taking what's unholy and trying to make it holy. That's what iniquity is. Somebody making homemade singing. He said, fret not thyself. Don't worry about them.
Amen.
Of evildoers. Neither be thou envy against the workers. Don't even worry about them. The Bible said they shall soon be cut down. Just like the grass. Well, I don't know how long soon be is. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next year. But they'll soon be cut out of your life. You ain't got to worry about it.
That's right.
And then that third verse says, trust in the Lord and do good. You do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You depending on God. That thing, when she read that at first, it hit me. But then I turned around and you read it again. That thing really hit me. The Lord said, go back to the first verse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
But go ahead. Now, anybody else? I'm messing around here, boy. That there, what they say, that there, I preach right there. I got to go and preach that to myself.
Praise
anybody
God.
Else? Got a scripture.
Amen. talked about it's impossible to please God without having faith. We read Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Sister Evangelist Ursula, you want to read that out of the King James and out of the Message Bible?
I'm sorry, Hebrews what?
11 and verse 6.
11:6. Come on, like that more. Praise the Lord. 11. Yes. Okay, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
Amen. Yes. See, without it, aside from faith, you can't please God. So I don't care how many songs you sing, how many prayers you pray. It doesn't matter. You can't please God without faith. That's why it's so important that people understand what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your substance is the Word of God. And without the Word, you can't please God. That's why you got to pray according to the Word. You should sing according to the Word. That way you know you're pleasing God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. And I don't care if you lived in the church building. I don't care if you've been studying the Word of God for 50,000 years. The Bible says without it, without Christ, in other words, I'm just going to make it real plain. Without Christ, you can't please God. You can know all the Old Testament stuff you want to know. But without Christ, because see, Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's who he is. He know about faith. He made this stuff. And the faith is the Word of God. How do you get more the Word? How do you get more faith? How do you get more Christ? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. That's how you get more Christ. By hearing.
Amen.
The more you hear the Word of God in whatever situation you're in, the more you hear the Word of God, the more faith you're going to get, the more you can act on the Word of God, the more you can believe. See, because believing really requires a corresponding action. So when you read something and God done spoke to your heart through his Word, act on it. Act on it. Period.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
Amen,
so then that's
when
we began to see God's revelation. Because without it, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
And you know, Pastor, I think I like that part where he said he rewards you. Who don't want a reward? God's finna reward you, man. He's finna give you something. He's gonna give you something. If you diligently seek him. Continue to stay in that Word, looking for answers. And Lord, help me in this. You're going to get a reward. I guarantee you. Bust your head wide open. Blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, wow, thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Hallelujah.
And praise to prove it, God. When you read the rest of that, 11th chapter, you'll see all them folks got their reward.
By faith. Hallelujah.
They got their reward because they stood on the Word of God. They held on to what God has said. That's no more than what we have to do. Get in the Word of God, and he says, hold on to it. Hold on to it.
Amen. Praise
the Bible says, Enoch skipped death. Enoch skipped death. He said, bye-bye, death. I got the Word of God. Thank you, me.
Yeah.
And
God.
The list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Abel Blood ran down the street and got God and the heavens' attention. God said, stop it. Stop everything. Abel Blood was crying out. He went to that brother.
Hallelujah.
He said, what you done did here, man? What? See, that's what God would do for his children. He'll do it.
Yeah.
And he believed God and gave him a more excellent sacrifice. And he went to his brother and said, so what you did to Abel here? And then God said, you're a liar. I heard him speak. Heard his blood speak. Let me tell you, when somebody did something to a child of God, y'all can take this to the bank. God going to deal with them. He going to go to them. And they will answer him.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful scripture. But let me calm down. Y'all go ahead. Anybody else before we dismiss? Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that scripture. Anybody else?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word. And thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for taking your part of the day, spending it with us. Hey, brothers, I want all you guys to know. I mean, I appreciate it because that's your time. You can do what you want to do with your time. That's something God is giving you. So when somebody is extending their time to you, appreciate it.
Amen.
I appreciate you guys. Praise I just want
Lord.
You to know that I don't have enough, but I